With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President-elect Donald Trump and Republicans in Congress ready to make some changes.
Having won the election and sweeping the power, Republicans are planning an ambitious 100-day agenda with President-elect Donald Trump in the White House and GOP lawmakers in a congressional majority to accomplish their policy goals. Atop the list is a plan to renew some $4 trillion in expiring GOP tax cuts, a signature domestic achievement of Trump's first term, and an issue that may define his return to the White House. The policies emerging will revive long-running debates about America's priorities. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, heavy snow blanketing upstate New York and northwestern parts of Pennsylvania, and with it, the temperatures just keep falling. Forecasts say it'll likely stick around several more days. Meteorologist Philip Pandolfo with the National Weather Service in Buffalo.
Snowfall rates within these bands, the one off Lake Erie, we have already observed snowfall rates of 2 to 3 inches an hour, which is extremely difficult for road crews to properly clean the roads. It's simply just coming down too hard and too quickly to keep up with once snowfall rates really start to move into that territory. Off Lake Ontario, we're actually seeing snowfall rates 3 to 4 inches an hour within the heart of this lake effect band.
A state of emergency declared for parts of New York where conditions are worsening by the hour. People are being urged not to travel unless it is absolutely necessary. Interpol has arrested more than 1,000 suspects in Africa during a 2-month operation to clamp down on cybercrime. The spree leaving tens of thousands of victims, including some who were trafficked and others, produced millions in financial damages. This is SRN News. A new study of religion and support for Israel.
Simply put, the less religious America becomes, the less supportive it is of the Jewish state. That's what the Gallup organization concludes in its latest analysis. It seems that Christianity in the U.S. is a bulwark for Israel, and as the nation has begun to abandon the faith, it is also abandoning its ally in the Middle East. Gallup polls indicate that atheists, agnostics, and those who follow no particular religion are much more supportive of the Palestinians. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Massachusetts man pleading guilty to threatening to kill members of the state's Jewish community and bomb a local synagogue. John Reardon pleading guilty to one count of obstruction of free exercise of religious beliefs by threat of force and several other charges. Earlier this year, he called a synagogue and left a voicemail making threats to kill congregants and to bomb the facility. This is SRN News. Amazon introducing robots in its warehouses.
The e-commerce giant says the robots will improve efficiency and reduce employee injuries. Two robotic arms named Robin and Cardinal can lift packages that weigh up to 50 pounds. A third, Sparrow, transfers items from bins to other containers. The company says it's already seeing benefits such as reducing the time it takes to fulfill orders and helping employees avoid repetitive tasks. However, automation also carries drawbacks for workers who might need to be retrained for new positions. John Scott reporting.
Michaela Schifrin suffered a deep puncture wound in her stomach and severe muscle trauma during a frightening crash in a giant slalom race, but no serious bone, ligament, or organ damage. There's no timetable for her return to racing. Near the finish line, she suddenly lost an edge and slid into a gate. More details at SRNnews.com.